pleasure. I am experiencing the auspicious fortune of being together again with all of you in the auspicious land of Belgaum. Tasmad sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangala Mangasham. Vishnu Purana explains how wherever the sankirtan of the name of Lord Hari is being chanted, that place becomes all auspicious.
Vishnu Purana mande sangitlele aahe kya kidani Bhagwan Sri Krishna yancha naam sankirtan satya hi sarvat shubha jamin aahe shubha bhumi aahe.
Krishna's name is all auspicious.
Bhagwan Sri Krishna yancha naam sarva shubha aahe.
Just as the sun dispels all darkness, Krishna's name, which is none different than Krishna, dispels all the darkness born of illusion or Maya. That transcendental quality by which Krishna reveals himself through his name only takes place when it is chanted by the Lord's sincere devotees.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna aple divya naam rupane ki krupa karta ya bhagavantacha namacha uchchar kelyanantar ti krupa prapt hote.
Therefore it is said wherever the devotees come together to sincerely glorify Krishna through the process of Harinam Sankirtan, all the holy rivers, all the holy tirthas, are all present.
Jaya Tikani Shuddha Bhakta Shuddha Nam Hinasati Ekatri Bhata Jayakani Sarva Dham Sarva Tirtha Ekurdiya.
Also it is to be considered that the effects of tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands of Aswamedha Yajnas, Gomedha Yajnas, and every type of charity and piety is already achieved by those who are sincerely participating in Harinam Sankirtan.
Shekaro Hadaro Gomedha Aswamedha Yajnana Je Praptavata Je Keva Harinamana Aptara Praptavata.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar, has come to present this wonderful process of chanting, dancing, and feasting.
Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ya bhutalavar keval hi Bhagavan Sri Krishna cha naam sankirtana chi prakriya denyasati aharite.
Srila Thakur Bhakti Vinod has very strongly advised us that we must give up the processes that lead to bhakti and mukti.
Srila Haridas, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, agdi prakharpane aapalyala sangtay ki bhakti ani mukti cha ha marg sarvani swikar.
Bhakti means the path by which working hard, performing religious activities, rituals and sacrifices for the sake of material enjoyment.
Bhakti, mukti marga.
Bhakti marga.
Bhakti
marga. Bhakti.
Bhakti marga marga. Ya bhakti jagah marga. Dhana sanchay karne ani tyacha madhyama tun aapla indriyanchi trupti karune.
In Belgaum, you are such bhaktas, you don't even know how to say bhakti. You only know how to say bhakti.
Maharaj manta ki Belgaum itke sundar bhakta hai ki tena bhakti sudha manta hai itne bhakti manta.
It takes a materialist like me to come and teach you how to say these things. You are just the translator. you are not the editor.
तुम्ही इतके शुद्ध आहात की हे भौतिक जगातील संसार जो आहे तो शिकवायला माझ्यासारख्या कर्मी माणसाला या ठिकाणी यावं लागतं. जसं भाषांतर होतं तसंच तू केलं पाहिजेस. तुला काही त्याच्यामध्ये वार करायचा अधिकार नाही, केवळ भाषांतर कर.
The path of mukti comes when we are frustrated after birth after birth after birth of achieving material enjoyment, and ultimately feeling frustration, anxiety, see that death is approaching. So we try to enjoy on another level. By becoming God, by depriving ourselves of our natural individuality and merging into the Brahman existence.
या जगातील सर्व भोग घेतल्यानंतर उत्कंठा वाढीला लागते आणि नैराश्य पदे येत आणि मग अशा प्रकारे म्हातारपणी जेव्हा जवळ येत तेव्हा आपल्याला मुक्तीचा मार्ग दिसायला लागतो आणि मग आपण भगवान व्हायचा प्रयत्न करतो.
The path of Jnana Khanda aspires to become formless, impersonal, and merge into that eternal existence of the Lord.
Jnana Khanda says that we are nirakar, nirvishesh, आणि भगवंताची जी ब्रह्मज्योती आहे तिच्यामध्ये विलीन झालं पाहिजे.
But the devotees of the Lord reject this destination.
पण भगवंताचे भक्त हा आपल्या जीवनाचा अंतिम मार्ग नको म्हणतात.
Because it is without any positive spiritual ecstasy.
कारण याच्यामध्ये काही आनंदाची प्राप्ती होत नाही.
And it is also very selfishly motivated.
आणि अशी काही प्राप्ती करून घेणं हा सर्वात मोठा स्वार्थ सुद्धा आहे.
Therefore, devotees exclusively take to the path of devotional service.
आणि म्हणून भक्त सर्वार्थाने भक्ती मार्गाला स्वीकार करतात.
Which is the only means by which we can give satisfaction to Krishna.
केवळ ज्या एकमेव मार्गाने आपण भगवान श्री कृष्णाला आनंद देऊ शकतो.
Lord Kapila Dev was the son of Devahuti and Karadama Muni.
Bhagavan Shri Kapil Dev, je Devahuti ani Karadama Muni ke putra hai.
Karadama Muni was such a great rishi that he performed such tapasya that seeing his austerities, Vishnu began to cry.
Karadama Muni ashe bhakt hote ki jyanchi tapasya pahun भगवान श्री विष्णू.
Because whatever austerities he performed, he did it in the path of bhakti.
कारण कर्णमुनी जी जी तपस्या केली ती केवळ भक्ती मार्गामध्ये केली.
And a lake was filled with the tears of Lord Narayan.
आणि भगवान श्री नारायणांचे डोळे पाण्याने भरून आले.
Later, by the arrangement of the Lord, Kardama Muni married the daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, Devahuti.
And in antar, Kardama Muni ni Swayambhuva Manu chi putri Devahuti chi vivaha.
Very interesting marriage.
Agdi majedar lagna hota.
Swayambhuva Manu was the king of all humanity.
Swayambhuva Manu ya sara.
He lived in a beautiful, beautiful palace. And he had a wonderful queen and a wonderful family. Yet he was a pure devotee of Krishna. Although he was a grihastha living in opulence that no one could possibly attain in this age of Kali. He was considered one of the 12 Mahajans and is still worshipped in this way today. Mahajan means one who is the highest authority in spiritual knowledge and whom everyone must follow the footsteps of if they want to achieve perfection.
Mahajan manje adhyatmik margatil sarvoch adhikari vyakti ani jala adhyatmik jivanacha mahatva maiti ahe ani krishna prapti karayche ahe tyani tyancha charan chinhancha anugaman kelas pahije.
But he utilized all of his wealth to remember Krishna and help others remember Krishna. All that was cooked and prepared was offered to Krishna. There was beautiful deity worship in his home. And when he took rest at night, he had wonderful devotees singing the glories of Lord Krishna. In this way he would dream about Krishna throughout the night. And when it was time for him to awaken, all of these wonderful devotees would gather around his chambers and sing the glories of Krishna. When it came for him to marry his daughter, who is the most chaste and the most beautiful of all ladies in the whole world, he decided to marry her to Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni was not of the same caste as Swayambhuva Manu. In the sense of worldly position. Spiritually, he was of the same caste because they were both pure unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Kardama Muni had no palace, he lived in the forest. And he hardly ever even ate. He simply performed tapasya. And from the two of them, Kardama Muni and Devahuti, a beautiful son was born. And his name was Kapila Muni. He was the incarnation of Lord Narayan. And he appeared to teach the world Sankhya philosophy. By which he explained all of the material elements and their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and their relationship with the infinitesimal part of Krishna known as the Jivatma.
त्याने आपल्या सांख्य योगामध्ये या जगातील सर्व तत्व आत्मा परमात्मा आणि यांचं दिव्य संबंध याविषयी विश्लेषण केलं.
Kapila Dev spoke as the essence of his philosophy that unmotivated devotion to Krishna is the ultimate perfection of life.
त्यांच्या तत्वज्ञानाचा सारांश म्हणजे प्रत्येक जीवात्म्याने भगवान कृष्णाची भक्ती करणं असतं.
And that can only take place within our hearts when we associate with advanced devotees of the Lord.
आणि ही कृष्ण भावना जेव्हा आपण एखाद्या शुद्ध भक्ताच्या सत्संगामध्ये येतो तेव्हा आपल्या हृदयामध्ये जागृत होते.
In fact, he said that whatever attachments you have in this world, which are many, transfer those attachments to becoming attached to a real sadhu.
त्याचं म्हणणं असं होतं की आपल्याला या भौतिक जगामध्ये जी जी आसक्ती आहे ती सर्व आसक्ती आपण कृष्णाच्या चरणांप्रती केली पाहिजे.
Because in that association we learn what is really valuable in life.
आणि अशा या सत्संगामध्ये आपण समजू शकतो की जीवनामध्ये बहुमूल्य काय आहे.
And we learn how to chant the holy names.
आणि भगवंताच्या दिव्य नाम संकीर्तन कसं करावं हेही आपल्याला शिकायला मिळतं.
And Kapila Dev explained that one whose tongue is decorated by the holy name of Krishna, even if he is born in a family of dog eaters, he is considered better than the best of Brahmins.
ज्याच्या जीवनामध्ये हरिनाम संकीर्तन आहे तो जरी चांगाळाच्या घरी जन्माला आला असला तरी तो ब्राह्मणापेक्षाही श्रेष्ठ आहे.
In fact, he can liberate not only himself but the whole world.
कारण खरं तर तो केवळ स्वतःचाच नाही तर सगळ्या जगाचा सुद्धा उद्धार करू शकतो.
But one who is born in a Brahmin family and practices all the rituals and has all the qualities of a Brahmin, but is not a devotee of the Lord and does not take shelter of the holy name, cannot free himself from illusion, nor anyone else.
आणि याच्या विरुद्ध जी व्यक्ती ब्राह्मण घराण्यामध्ये जन्म घेतलेली आहे, जी सर्व कर्मकांड करते आहे आणि ज्याला सर्व काही माहिती आहे, सर्व ब्राह्मणांचे रूप त्याच्यामध्ये आहे, पण भगवान श्री कृष्णाच्या नामामध्ये त्याला काही रुची नाही, अशी व्यक्ती स्वतःचाही उद्धार करू शकत नाही.
So this congregation of chanting of Krishna's holy name is the most purifying and most auspicious of all activities.
आणि म्हणून भगवान श्री कृष्णाच्या नाम संकीर्तनाची जी ही प्रक्रिया आहे ही सर्वश्रेष्ठ धर्माचा मार्ग आहे.
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभू, who is our yuga avatar, Patita Pavan, deliverer of the most fallen, he has told us that there is no other religious principle in this age of Kali Yuga save and except serving the Lord's devotees, being compassionate upon the suffering, and chanting God's holy names.
Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, je patit pavan ahe, patitancha udhar karnar ahe, tyani sangitla ki keval Bhagavan Sri Krishnacha namacha namasankirtan karna हाच सर्वश्रेष्ठ धर्म आहे आणि इतर कोणताही धर्म त्याच्यापेक्षा श्रेष्ठ नाही.
And Lord Chaitanya gave the holy name freely to anyone who would open their hearts to receive it.
आणि चैतन्य महाप्रभूंनी ज्यांनी ज्यांनी आपलं हृदय मोकळ केलं हरिनाम संकीर्तन साठी देण्यासाठी त्या सर्वांना हरिनाम संकीर्तन दिलं.
But those people that he was most merciful toward were those who somehow pleased his devotees.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je tyacha bhaktana prasanna karit asat tya swabhavati krupa karayche.
Srivas Thakur, he was such a devotee.
Srivas Thakur he ase shuddha bhakt hote.
And he had a tailor who was untouchable outcast.
आणि ते वास्तविक पाहता शिंपी समान त्यांच्याकडे एक शिंपी होता ज्या म्हणजे ज्याला अस्पृश्य होता.
बाय सोशल ऑब्झर्वेशन
सामाजिक रीतीरिवाजाने तो अस्पृश्य होता.
He was not a Hindu by any means.
वास्तविक पाहता तो हिंदू सुद्धा नव्हता.
He was born of a different religion.
एका वेगळ्या जातीमध्ये त्याचा जन्म झाला होता.
But because he did seva for Srivas, he was very dear to Lord Chaitanya.
पण या शिष्याने श्रीवासाची सेवा केली म्हणून तो चैतन्य महाप्रभूंना खूप प्रिय होता.
And one day when Lord Chaitanya was dancing in Sankirtan in the streets, the tailor saw him
आणि एकदा चैतन्य महाप्रभू नगर संकीर्त करीत असताना या शिंप्याने त्यांना पाहिलं.
And Lord Chaitanya revealed his opulent form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to this humble and poor man. And the tailor, when he saw the form of the Lord dancing, his heart awakened ecstatic love. And he began to call out, I have seen, I have seen. Tears were pouring from his eyes. He had achieved the goal of life that even the greatest of the demigods have very difficult time approaching, even after tens and millions of years of tapasya. And he began running all over Navadweep to all the markets and all the bathing ghats and all the streets, telling everyone, I have seen, I have seen. And from that moment, he never stopped chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare
So why is it that we are chanting and we are not in ecstatic love of Krishna? Perhaps you have asked that question to yourself sometime. Haridas Thakur explains that all the symptoms of ecstatic love naturally awaken in the heart of one who even takes the name of Krishna once, if it is without offense.
Haridas Thakur sankar ki koni aparadh rahit naam sankirtan karit asel tar nishchit tyacha hrudayamadhye Krishna prem jagrut hoil.
If we are not in ecstasy, it means we must be making offenses.
आणि म्हणून जर आपल्याला उन्मादावस्था प्राप्त होत नसेल तर याचा अर्थ आहे की आपण अपराध करतो आहोत.
And there are 10 offenses to the holy name.
आणि 10 नाम अपराध आहे.
And you all know these 10 offenses?
आपल्या सर्वांना हे नाम अपराध माहिती आहे.
We must be very careful to understand them and to avoid them.
आपण अतिशय काळजीपूर्वक तिच्या या 10 नाम अपराधांची माहिती करून घेतली पाहिजे आणि हे अपराध होऊ देता कामा नये.
But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srila Rupa Goswami that of all the 10 offenses to the holy name, the first offense, which is called the mad elephant offense, is the most dangerous to our devotional life, and that is to offend the Lord's devotees.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ni Rupa Goswami ka sangita ki 10 naam aparadha paiki pehla naam aparadhala hattiza aparadha asu mhatle jate. जे आपल्या सर्व आध्यात्मिक साधनेला नष्ट करून टाकतात.
In this age of Kali Yuga, it is very natural to make offenses to other people.
या कलियुगामध्ये अपराध करणं हे स्वाभाविकच झालेलं आहे.
It is our nature in Kali Yuga to hurt the hearts of others.
वास्तविक पाहता आपल्या सर्वांचा स्वभावच असा बनलेला आहे कलियुगामध्ये की आपण
And one time, a Brahmin approached Lord Chaitanya, and he said that for so many years I hated Vaishnavas. And I always blaspheme them.
मी सदा त्याची निंदा करतो आहे.
this Brahman approached Lord Chaitanya at a place called Kulia. For those of you who come to our Mayapur Yatra, we will go to this place called Kulia. Many people insulted the Lord and his devotees, but after he took sannyas, then those same people became very afraid. So he asked Lord Chaitanya, "What should I do? I have spoken bad about your devotees and even about you."
So Brahman म्हणाला की मी तुमच्या भक्तांचा अनंत अपराध केला आहे आणि तुमचीही मी बरीच निंदा केली आहे तेव्हा मी आता काय करू तुम्ही
सांगा. Lord Chaitanya told him that if with your mouth you drink poison, then the only way to neutralize the effects of that poison is if with your same mouth you drink nectar.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु म्हणाले जर एखाद्या व्यक्तीनं आपल्या तोंडाने विष पिलं असेल तर त्याच मुखातून तिनं अमृत प्राशन केलं पाहिजे.
Criticizing devotees is like poison that we drink with our mouth whenever we speak it.
जेव्हा आपण भक्तांची निंदा करतो तेव्हा ही निंदा विषा समान आहे की आपण प्राशन करतो.
And the only way we can neutralize the effects is by drinking nectar. And what is that nectar? Lord Gaurasundar described that the nectar is to praise and glorify that same Vaishnava. In fact, to praise and glorify all Vaishnavas. And when we are expert at doing like this, then Krishna will be very pleased to help us to offenselessly chant his holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And if we understand this wonderful teaching of the Lord, then our Sankirtan performance will be so pleasing to him and so attractive to our own hearts as well as to the whole world.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण आणि चैतन्य महाप्रभू यांची ही शिकवण जर आपल्याला हृदयापर्यंत समजली तर निश्चित आपलं नाम संकीर्तन दिव्य होईल ज्यामुळे आपल्याला आणि सर्व जगालाही आनंद प्राप्त होईल.
There is no reason why anyone should leave this Krishna consciousness movement.
वास्तविक पाहता कृष्ण भावना सोडण्यासाठी काही कारण.
Because the congregational chanting of the holy name, if done in the proper state of mind, is so pleasing to the heart. Nothing in this material existence can compare to it. Lord Chaitanya said, Anandam Budivaradanam Pratipatam Punam Ratashvaranam. It is the ecstasy, ananda, that we are all searching for. We must put our hearts and soul into truly following the principles that Srila Prabhupada has given us on behalf of Lord Chaitanya and the previous acharyas.
आणि म्हणून श्री प्रभुपादांनी जी आपल्याला तत्व दिलेली आहे ही तत्व पालन करण्यासाठी आपण आपला आत्मा आणि आपलं जीवन समर्पित केलं पाहिजे.
As a matter of duty, we may have so many other obligations in this world.
कर्तव्य म्हणून आपल्याला अनेक कामं असतील.
And we should do them responsibly.
आणि तीही आपण अगदी जबाबदारपूर्ण पार पाडू शकतो.
But our hearts and souls should be dedicated to performing all of our activities in devotion to God. Our hearts and our very souls should be aspiring to chant the holy name of the Lord in the association of the Lord's devotees. This is the joy of life. It is the fulfillment of the desire of our soul. And we are always so happy to come to Belgaum because all of you are very sincere, simple-hearted devotees who love to chant and to dance for Krishna. Please continue this wonderful enthusiasm. And always be humble. And always be anxious to serve. Srila Prabhupada's mission was to fulfill the promise of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that the holy name of Lord Chaitanya would be chanted all over the world. And by Lord Krishna's love for Srila Prabhupada, he has given us this wonderful temple in Belgaum. It is one of the most wonderful temples I have ever seen. Several thousand people can chant and kirtan in this temple. And yet, we didn't even have to work to build it. And there's very little expense to maintain it. Knowing how lazy all of you are, Krishna just gave it to you. This is called causeless mercy. Lord Chaitanya's Patita Pavan Avatar. So such a causeless gift the Lord has given, how much we should be anxious, each and every one of us, to make this temple as wonderful atmosphere as possible. By coming to help in every possible way. We all may have our private houses, but this is Srila Prabhupada's house. And we should care for Prabhupada's house with as much care, if not more, than our own. This house has been created to bring spiritual enlightenment not only to one little family, but to the whole family of Vaishnavas.
Vaishnava
we each have our own little house and family. And one by one we may have children and make the family a little bigger. But it will not expand throughout the universe. But this house is Prabhupada's house. And by keeping it very clean, and by living together and serving together in harmony, and having wonderful feasts, and wonderful kirtans, and wonderful pravachan, we can have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people join Srila Prabhupada's family and make this their home. So it is true that we must be very careful and responsible in our own individual family to make it a wonderful temple and make our families Krishna conscious. But we should be very much determined and very much committed to Srila Prabhupada's broader family and making this house a wonderful place, so wonderful, so attractive, that so many people will come and receive the causeless mercy of the Lord.
आपलं कुटुंब आपली जबाबदारी आपलं कर्तव्य तर आपल्याला निर्धाराने पार पडलंच पाहिजे पण त्याचबरोबर हे मंदिर जे प्रभूपादांचं घर आहे हे मात्र एकमेकाच्या सहकार्याने आपण अतिशय सुंदर बनवलं पाहिजे ज्या योगे हजारो हजारो लोक भक्त होतील आणि भगवान श्री कृष्णाची कृपा प्राप्त करून घेतील.
In this world, we do not know how long we will live. What is the most important fulfillment and goal in life, we should put great energy and time at this very moment. We should not wait. Whenever we come to Belgaum, we are always so joyful, so happy to see how the devotees are trying to serve this great movement of Lord Chaitanya. But at the same time, we are always praying at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda that you can become nice friends with each other. Because you are quite famous for having disagreements. So please become very humble and overcome these disagreements. Become the servant of the servant of the servant. Work together for the higher purpose of making wonderful feasts, wonderful book distribution, wonderful temple, wonderful kirtan, wonderful festivals for all society. We should all be struggling and striving to help all of your God brothers and God sisters to get more mercy from Krishna.
आपण सर्वांनी आपल्या गुरु बंधूंना भगवान श्री कृष्णाची जास्तीत जास्त कृपा मिळावी याच्यासाठी झटलं पाहिजे. The more you help others become Krishna conscious, the more Krishna will help you to become Krishna conscious.
तुम्ही जितक इतरांना कृष्ण भावनेमध्ये येण्यासाठी आणि कृष्ण भावना टिकवून ठेवण्यासाठी मदत करा तितकीच मदत तुम्हाला भगवान कृष्ण करते.
थँक्यू व्हेरी मच.
धन्यवाद.